I just find it fascinating that so many of the issues that are out there right now are based on this false notion that men and women are completely interchangeable.
Molly Ziegler-Hemingway talking about her presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
I mean, all these really hot-button issues are based on some confusion about where men and women are equal, in what terms are they equal, and then, you know, most importantly, how are we different, and is that difference a bad thing? Is it a good thing? You know, what does God have to say about these differences, and, you know, how should the Christian think about these differences? So I am so excited to come to this conference and talk about these issues, which animate so much of our political and social and cultural discourse, and also the things we struggle with in the church as well.
You can meet and hear Molly Ziegler-Hemingway making the case for the differences between men and women June 19th and 20th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Well, it's Friday afternoon, June the 5th. We're coming to you live, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this afternoon. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners where we play the soundbites, you listen, and then your votes pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons for voting for any of these soundbites can vary from completely agreeing, completely disagreeing, having never heard it before, never wanting to hear it again, something that you want to listen to over and over again. All your reasons are your own. We do want to know what your reason is. We want to know which one you're voting for and where you're listening. We're going to play four sound bites for you, and you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or we have left space at our Issues Etc. Facebook fan page for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one comes from Rebecca Curtis. We were talking with her and her sister Rose Adel, co-authors of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Ladylike Living Biblically, about a number of things, but in our last conversation, the question came up of whether or not conservative women really reject the heart of feminism.
I think that is wrong, that men and women are, can be, or should be functionally equivalent. So that gets tricky for conservatives, because conservatism has had its tail cut off about every 15 years for the last century, social conservatism. So things that are now just normal, every day, are things that 50 years ago were indecent. A lot of conservatives have internalized a lot of things that have grown out of contemporary historical feminism and said, well, some good did come from feminism. It had some good ideas. There were some things that need to be changed. But again, I disagree with that. I disagree with anything that grew out of or was intended to accomplish the idea that there is functional equivalency between men and women, that their roles are interchangeable, that it doesn't matter who does what. So I think that is where a lot of that animosity is coming from, are the people who are kind of in the middle there, where they do think that feminism did some good things. And they do think that the roles aren't as distinct as old-fashioned people want them to be. I think it's sad, and it reflects a short view of history and scripture. We do not see men and women being interchangeable.
That's soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis. Do conservative women really reject feminism? If you'd like it to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. And phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. That tweet, our address at IssuesETC. Or go to our Facebook fan page. You can vote there. We've left space for you. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Tell us where you're listening as well. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Daniel Davis of Town Hall Media and The Federalist, talking about Bruce Jenner, a problem for liberals.
The liberal sexual ideology wants to deny that gender has any specific physical meaning. So They want to separate your male and female bodies from the idea of gender. So gender becomes a feeling that it has nothing to do with the body. The problem here is that transgenderism collides with that, because when people want to make a statement about changing their gender, like Bruce Jenner, the only way they can display their gender is by doing something physical. So when Bruce Jenner wants to show that he's actually a female, he goes and gets a sex change, or he dresses up like a female and poses on the front of a magazine. Really, the problem boils down to the fact that liberals that want to deny any real male-female differences are just going to run up against Bruce Jenner in this, because Bruce Jenner is going to have to refer to gender norms in order to make his statement. Transgenderism is trying to express what it means to be a male or a female. So the problem is really a problem between this entrenched liberal sexual ideology and this new coming transgenderism.
That's soundbite number two, Daniel Davis, Bruce Jenner, a problem for liberals. If you'd like to vote for it live this Friday afternoon, June the 5th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Chris Roseborough, regular guest. He joins us every week for a conversation on This Week in Pop American Christianity. Last time we were talking about the second baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. And the question is the second baptism even biblical?
There is no such thing as a penitent believer in Jesus Christ who is water baptized, who does not have the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, there's one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. And so here's the idea. The promise of the Holy Spirit is promised to those who are penitent believers in Jesus Christ. The promise of the Holy Spirit is attached to the waters of baptism, and I can point you to that in Acts chapter 2. So this idea that somehow there is a second baptism, a baptism subsequent to water baptism, a baptism subsequent to penitent faith in Christ, that is somehow a anointing of the Holy Spirit or a receiving of the Holy Spirit with power, and it's evidenced by speaking in tongues, that is not biblical at all.
That's soundbite number three. Pastor Chris Roseborough, fighting for the faith, is a second baptism biblical? He says no. If you want to vote for that soundbite, you need to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet @IssuesETC, an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number four. You need to get ready to vote, because this is the last one we're going to play for you. Then it's your turn. You've listened, and now you'll need to vote. Soundbite number four comes from Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life. Why abortion can't wait?
I do not know of any surgical procedure other than maybe a burst appendix where you go to the doctor and they say, we're taking you to the operating room right now. I've had several surgeries. You meet with the doctor and they'll do tests, and then they schedule the surgery, and it might be 3 weeks later, and it might be 6 weeks later, or sometimes it's 3 and 4 months later. The abortion service is not a medical procedure. It's a surgical procedure. But they want to rush the woman in, get her in there, make that abortion decision, get it all taken care of before she has a chance to change her mind. That's why they don't like the waiting periods, because they really don't want her to think about the procedure. If you talk to people who have worked in abortion facilities, they know that their job, once a woman walks in the door or even just makes a phone call, their job is to get her into that facility as fast as you can. Answer every question that she's got in a way that makes her think that the only thing that she can do is to get rid of that child. Their job is to get her through that door and get that abortion done before she can change her mind. Because she might just change her mind. She might meet someone that says, hey, I'll help you with that. That's lost revenue for them. They're looking at the bottom line. This is all about money.
That's soundbite number four, Carol Tobias of National Right to Life, Why Abortion Can't Wait. You've heard the four soundbites. And now it's time for you to vote. You give us a vote, you give us a call and vote via the telephone, and we'll take your phone call right away, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send it to us as a tweet, @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, vote there. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week right after this.
Why do you think the way you do? And what about your friends, your neighbors, your church? Is it because of what the scriptures say, or is it because they only think what the world has told them to think?
Pastor Jonathan Fisk talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Making the case for the church's response to postmodernism will be a crash course in the who's who of the postmodern pagan mindset, with a hard-hitting look at both the assumptions of the American pop culture world and the rarely mentioned but catastrophic effects that may not yet affect you, but will certainly affect your children.
You can meet and hear Pastor Jonathan Fisk making the case for the church's response to postmodernism June 19th and 20th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Don't wait to register. Attendance is limited to 400. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon. It's 5th of June. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's also your opportunity to win the much-coveted LPR bundle package that is only available by getting the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, or actually coming to visit the LPR studios. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and giving one of them away. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just send us a tweet with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, @issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis, do conservative women really reject feminism? Will it be soundbite number two, Daniel Davis, Bruce Jenner, a problem for liberals? Will it be soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Roseborough, is a second baptism even biblical? Or soundbite number four, Carol Tobias of National Right to Life, why abortion can't wait? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see what William has to say. He's listening in Detroit. William, welcome.
Thank you. All the issues were pertinent to today. but I'm on the Lutherans for Life committee at church, and so I have to go with Tobias.
With Carol Tobias.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, William, and thanks for listening in Detroit. He votes for Carol Tobias, Why Abortion Can't Wait. Let's see. Susan says, a vote for soundbite number one. Rebecca Curtis, do conservative women really reject feminism? Because Mrs. Curtis is answering my question. I also think she's absolutely right that the confessional conservative women who take issue with her book likely don't realize just how negative an influence all of feminism has been on society. We conservatives tend to compromise, and many of us believe that we can spit out the bones, the worst bones of feminism, while failing to grapple with the fact that what remains is unhelpful at best for supporting the work of a wife or a homemaker. Susan, thank you very much for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Rosie in Collinsville, Illinois says, I vote for Rebecca Curtis soundbite. I really like her description of the tail being cut off. And she says, she's my sister. Rosie, thanks for listening in Collinsville. Let's see what Scott has to say. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I would like to vote for Chris Rosebro's soundbite. I find it interesting that this idea of a second baptism evidenced by speaking in tongues kind of came around at the same time of Amy Semple McPherson and those Pentecostals of her ilk. That came at around the time when people started to buy high-dollar items on the installment plan. Are we going to get Christianity into people by way of the installment plan, too?
Yeah, that's a very interesting insight, Scott. Thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. There's still plenty of time for your vote as well. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, we didn't have this conversation on the air. In fact, when Rosie Adel and Rebecca Curtis were in the studio with us yesterday, they came in loaded with a long reading from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. It's the Ephesians commentary from the Concordia Commentary Series, and they forgot to read the reading. But they did recommend, after we were off the air, the section from this commentary on Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 and following, saying some of the very best thing that's been written on that. And it's crucial, not only for the issue of marriage today, but the Christology that is found there in Christ and His bride, the church, is absolutely remarkable. You can find it for yourself. You know, this would make a great gift for your pastor or your pastors. The Concordia Commentary on Ephesians by Issues Etc. regular guest Thomas Winger. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Ephesians commentary from the Concordia Commentary Series. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Only about once a year do we offer one of these commentaries as an Issues Etc. book of the month, and this one is a really, really good one, Ephesians by Dr. Thomas Winger, 1-800-325-3040. Mary says this, maybe it's just because I've always been identified as a cave woman because I chose to raise my children and give up all the benefits of having a career that I choose soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis, do conservative women really reject feminism? I did not want my children to have other people's speech patterns, beliefs, or affections, or maybe even abuse. I certainly do not have love for other people's children the way I love mine. I'm now back in school, and my life is not over just because I stayed home for 30 years fulfilling that role. What God has for me next, who knows? And I'm sure that it will be as challenging as raising my children at any rate. Mary, thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's the winner. It's soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis. Do conservative women really reject feminism?
I think that is wrong, that men and women are, can be, or should be functionally equivalent. So that gets tricky for conservatives because conservatism has had its tail cut off about every 15 years for the last century, social conservatism. So things that are now just normal every day are things that 50 years ago were indecent. A lot of conservatives have internalized a lot of things that have grown out of contemporary historical feminism and said, well, some good did come from feminism. It had some good ideas. There were some things that need to be changed. But again, I disagree with that. I disagree with anything that grew out of or was intended to accomplish the idea that there is functional equivalency between men and women, that their roles are interchangeable, that it doesn't matter who does what. So I think that is where a lot of that animosity is coming from, are the people who are kind of in the middle there, where they do think that feminism did some good things. And they do think that the roles aren't as distinct as old-fashioned people want them to be. I think it's sad, and it reflects a short view of history and scripture. We do not see men and women being interchangeable.
That's the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week winner on this Friday afternoon, June the 5th. Soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis: Do Conservative Women Really Reject Feminism? The LPR bundle package goes to Mary. Mary, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. A special thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, we're just 2 weeks away. It's hard to believe. Time has flown. 2 weeks away from the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference. We've only got 30 slots left. We can take no more than 400. We're at 370 today, and that number will diminish quickly in the next 2 weeks. So don't wait to register. IssuesETC.org. It's Friday, June the 19th, and Saturday, June the 20th in Collinsville, Illinois, just 15 miles east of St. Louis. Registration for the conference is $100. That includes meals on Friday night and Saturday afternoon and evening. For more information about the conference and for registering, look for the Making the Case logo at IssuesETC.org or call 618-223-8385. This is the premier conference for the laity, the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference, June the 19th and the 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Dr. Paul Meyer will be the keynote speaker, delivering two addresses, one on biblical archaeology and the other on the historicity of Christianity. Molly Ziegler Hemingway, very timely topic on the differences between men and women. Pastor Will Whedon on a Lutheran approach to the church fathers, and many more at the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference. So register. Also at IssuesETC.org, the church is going to observe 8th century missionary to the Germans, Boniface, on June the 6th, and we'll get a bio of St. Boniface from Dr. Matt Phillips at Concordia University, Nebraska. That's next on Lutheran Talk Radio 24/7 at IssuesETC.org, right after the live broadcast at IssuesETC.org. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House about the commandment, you shall not give false testimony about your neighbor, and Pastor Tom Baker will lead us in a Sunday school lesson on God creating the angels. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Would you like to help a college or seminary student attend the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference? You can purchase a conference scholarship for a donation of $100 to Issues Etc. To donate online, fill out the registration form at IssuesETC.org and insert scholarship in the first name field. Or you can make your $100 check payable to Issues Etc., write scholarship in the memo line, and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.